In your church this morning to worship with you all and to fellowship with you all.
非常高兴能够来到你们当中，跟你们一起敬拜神，一起团契。
And especially very heartened to know that you have a secured place, getting ready to move from here to there.
得知你们找到一个新的地方，能够搬过去，心里很感恩。
This is God's grace in guiding your church.
这真是神的恩典在引导着你们的教会。
Well, this morning I want to address this question. Why believe in God?
今天我要谈谈一个课题，就是为何要信主。
Because in our technological and scientific world, more and more of these educated people are forsaking the belief of God.
因为在这个科技日新月异的时代呢，更多的人不愿意来信靠神。
Become atheistic and agnostic.
他们成为无神论者，或者是不可知神论者。
However, God is showing His power.
但是神已经显明他的能力。
Like Isaiah says that God is doing all the work so that the Assyrians and all the other countries and even Israel will know that He is God.
就如以赛亚先知这么说，神行了这些大事，好似好叫亚述人知道神的存在。
Today, even man can now try to go to Mars.
今天人甚至可以到火星去。
But yet, the most intelligent man,
但是其实那最聪明的人
by the name of Stephen Hawking,
他的名字叫做霍金，霍金博士。
And he is very intelligent, but his body is shrinking and he is dying.
他是个很聪明的人，但是他的身体在萎缩，他也在这个死亡的过程当中。
He's so smart that when he looks at something,And he doesn't need to know what is inside, but can draw all the interior designs.
他聪明到一个地步，他看到一个物件的时候，他就能够画出里面的结构。
But his body is suffering from a very rare disease.
但是他身体呢，患上了一种很稀有的疾病。
Even one of the greatest champion boxer.
还有一个世界拳手冠军。
In 2 minutes, he can knock a huge man down in the ring.
在两分钟里面呢，这个拳手就能够把对手打倒。
His name is Mike Tyson.
他的名字叫做 Mike Tyson.
But he has a very low moral standard.
但是他的道德水平很低。
He was jailed for a sexual crime.
他因着犯上性方面的一些罪行而被关在监牢里。
So, man is not complete.
所以人不是完全的。
He needs God.
他需要神。
Many people are afraid, frightened.
每个人都感到心里害怕。
Some people are afraid of cockroaches and rats.
有的人就怕蟑螂或者怕老鼠。
Students are afraid of failing exams.
学生呢很害怕考试考不及格。
Businessmen are worried about their business.
商人就害怕生意失败。
And married couples are afraid that their loved ones may run away from them.
结婚的人呢，害怕对方会跑掉。
So we may be in the most modern city in the world.
虽然我们现在在一个很现代化的城市。
We are all afraid.
但是我们心里还是很恐惧。
Afraid of something.
恐惧一些事情。
Because we lack many things.
因为我们心里缺乏了很多事。
There was a young boy at the age of 13 was qualified for university education.
就有一个小孩子，他十三岁就能够进入大学。
But he could not button his own shirt.
可是他却是连自己衣服的纽扣都扣不上。
He could not even mix around with other friends.
他甚至也不能够跟别人一起交往。
That his professor said, you must go back home, learn how to socialize and do common things, then come back and study.
因此他的教授就对他说，你必须回去先学习怎么跟人交往，再回来。
So Jesus knows that we are always troubled.
因此，耶稣知道我们心里都有许多的挂虑。
2000 years ago, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
两千多年以前，他就说，你们心里不要忧虑。
Because all of us have problems.
因为我们每个人都面对问题。
And he said, "If you have trouble, believe in God."
如果你生命中有问题，你应当来信神。
Believe also in me.
你也当信我。
So if we are afraid, we go to Jesus.
如果我们心里感到害怕，我们就应该往耶稣那里去。
Jesus is as good as God, and He is God Himself.
耶稣就是神，他本身就是神。
And so you believe in Him, what he says is that you will not have much trouble.
因此当你信他的时候他就应许你你不会有忧虑。
You will have peace.
你会有平安。
So, with this, my topic today is why believe in God.
因此我今天的题目是为何信神。
Well, I have three very important reasons.
我有三个很重要的原因。
Found in the passage we just read in John chapter 14.
就从刚才所念的这段经文里面可以找到。
First of all, we believe in God because we need God for help.
首先我们信神是因为我们需要神来帮助我们。
We realize that we have a lot of fears, we have a lot of trouble.
我们知道我们自己有很多的忧虑，心里有很多的恐惧。
So we need someone stronger to help us.
因此我们需要比我们更坚强的人来帮助我们。
But many say, oh, you believe in God because you're weak.
因此很多人告诉你说你信神是因为你很软弱。
So some may turn around and say, no, I'm strong, so I don't need God, I can depend on myself.
或者有的人会说我不需要神，我心里很坚强，我信我自己就
好。What is wrong with trusting in God? Because we need God to help us.
但是为什么信神不好呢？我们需要神帮助我们。
Just like someone who is weak in the legs needs a crutch.
就好像如果一个人的腿比较弱他需要拐杖。
You hold onto a crutch and it helps you to walk.
他扶着拐杖，拐杖就帮助他能够行走。
Or you need a medicine every day to help you to be alert and to have a strong heart.
或者你需要每天吃药，好像你的心脏能够正常的操作。
So we believe in God can be from weakness.
所以我们可能因着我们的弱点而信神。
So we believe that is also a good reason to believe in God.
其实这样的一个原因也是一个很好的原因，是我们信神的原因。
There was a very great singer by the name of Cliff Richard.
就有一个很出名的歌手，名字叫 Cliff Richard.
He is a singer so good that a British queen made him a sir.
他唱歌唱到很好，甚至英国女王呢也给他封一个公爵的位置。
When he was in Singapore in the 70s, he said that Jesus was his greatest crutch.
他在许多年以前来到新加坡的时候，他就说耶稣是他最好的拐杖。
He sing Christian songs and Christmas songs too.
他就唱了一些基督教的歌曲，还有一些圣诞节的歌曲。
So when he said that Jesus was his greatest crutch, many may say, "Oh, you really are weak."
当他说耶稣是他最好的拐杖的时候，有的人会想他很软弱。
But it is here that God must show the world that we are not complete.
这是神借着他告诉我们人不是完全的。
We need God to make us complete.
我们需要神使到我们成为完全。
Just like a crutch to help you to walk properly.
就好像一个拐杖能够帮助你走得更好。
So that your medicine that helps your heart to pump properly.
或者你吃的药物使到你的心脏能够更正常的操作。
So we thank God that we believe in God sometimes because we have fear.
我们感谢神，有时候我们信神的原因是因为我们心中有恐惧。
Some are afraid of death. We believe in God, we are no more afraid of death.
有的人怕死，但是如果你信神了之后，你就不再怕死。
However, there are those who believe in God because God is their strength.
有的人信神是因为神是他们的力量。
Believing God has made many Christian scientists to discover wonderful new things.
因为对神的信仰，有许多的科学家就因此能够发现很多新的发。
In the 18th century, there was one called Robert Boyle.
就在十八世纪，有一个科学家名字叫 Robert Boyle.
He discovered the pump and gave us the principle of pump and many other discoveries.
他这个人呢，发现了这个压力的原理，因此就发明了这些泵，那些泵。
Because of his believing God, all he earned, he put into the museum of science.
因为他信神，所以他从他发明所赚取的呢，他都放到这个
museum
科学的这个博物馆里头。
And also he has one laboratory is after his name.
他也设立了一个以他名字命名的这个科学实验室。
So believing God can make us very strong.
所以信靠神让我们心里更加坚强。
And we need to grow from.Trusting in him because of fear to something that is positive, something that is of strength.
我们也因为要对他的敬畏、他的信靠而成长。
So we do see that we believe in God because we need him.
我们信靠神是因为我们需要神。
And secondly, we believe in God because Jesus tells us that God is real.
第二，我们需要信神是因为神是真的。
Of all the greatest teachers and gurus of the history, Jesus is the one who reveals to us clearly who Jesus, who God is.
在历史里面，众多的这些很出色的老师当中呢，唯有耶稣来显明神是真的。
He said that Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说我是道路、真理、生命。
And that is a very important statement.
这是很重要的一句话。
Because he says that he is the way to God.
因为他说他是往神那里的道路。
He is the truth of God.
他是神的真理。
And he is the life of God.
他是神所赐的生命。
So we see that the way, that is, he's the only way for us to come to know the true and living God.
他是那条道路，就是唯有这条道路能够帮助我们认识真神。
He is the way to heaven.
他是往通往天国的道路。
And his passage, he says that he's preparing for us a place in his Father's mansion.
也在这段话里面，他告诉我们说，他在天堂为我们预备地方。
And he says, this is true, if not, I would not have told you.
他说这个是真的，要不是的话，我不会这么告诉你。
And there is no name given under heaven that we should be saved except through Jesus.
并且在天下人间没有靠着别的名，除了耶稣，我们可以得救的。
Jesus is the truth, that is, he tells no lie.
耶稣是真理，他不说谎。
He, whatever he says is 100% true, without error.
他所说的每一句话都是真理、真实的，没有任何的错误。
When Jesus said he's coming again.
当他说他要再来的时候。
And events in the world today is leading to his coming.
现在的人在等待他的到来。
And we see that the world is as if coming to a conclusion.
而且事实上世界也似乎要来到一个终结。
This is what Jesus is saying, that before he comes, the world will be in great trouble.
这也是耶稣所说过的，在他再来之前呢，这个世界要陷入个很大的混乱当中。
But many say that Jesus said that 2,000 years ago, and today nothing is happening.
但是耶稣讲这句话是2000多年以前，今天似乎好像没有什么事情在发生。
He said that he is the truth, that is what he says will come true.
他说他是真理，因此他所说的呢都会实现。
Just like a father said, well, I'm going to come back at 8 o'clock and I'm going to bring you to a place to entertain you.
就好像一个父亲对孩子说，我晚上八点会回来，并且会带你去游乐场。
From morning, the child waits, and then when it comes to evening,
从早上呢，孩子就在等待着爸爸。
He believes that the father will come.
到了傍晚，他相信父亲会回来。
The time goes very slowly.
时间过得很慢。
And then when it comes to 8 o'clock,
并且当八点到来的时候呢
，the father has not come yet.
爸爸确实还没回到。
But finally, the father comes at 8:15.
但是最终爸爸在八点十五分回到。
Well, the child said, I waited for you for more than 50 minutes.
孩子就告诉爸爸说，我等你等了十五分钟。
Then the child was saying, you said 8 o'clock.
孩子就说，爸爸你不是说八点吗？
Well, the father said that actually the clock at home is fast by 50 minutes.
然后爸爸就解释说，其实家里的这个钟呢快了十五分钟。
And mine exactly is 8 o'clock now.
我的表呢是准准八点。
So here it tells us that what Jesus says will come true.
耶稣所说的每一句话呢都会按着时间来应验。
We can trust in him.
我们可以信靠他。
He says if we believe in him, we'll be passed from death to life.
如果我们信靠他，我们就能够出死入生。
So we see that many today, thousands and millions who put their trust in Jesus have been revived from a meaningless life to something that is so fruitful.
今天我们看到有许许多多的人因着信了耶稣，从一个毫无意义的人生里面走出来，过得很精彩的生活。
Drug addict's life can be transformed to one that may become a pastor, a lecturer, a teacher.
信一些前吸毒者，他们因了信了耶稣，他们可以成为牧师或者是教师等等。
Because they finally trusted in Jesus and in not themselves or any other persons.
因为他们信靠的是耶稣，不是他们自己，也不是其他人。
So we do see that Jesus says that he is life.
因此我们看到说耶稣他是生命。
We believe that all life has been made through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到说很多人借着耶稣基督得到生命。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 tells us that in him all things consist.
因为在哥罗西书一章十七节里面
verse 17 all things consist in him, all things consist.
在哥罗西书一章十七节那边说，他在万有之先。
So know that the earth is being held as it is because of our Lord's sustaining the whole universe.
今天我们看到我们整个宇宙之所以能够存在，是因为神以他的能力在拖着这个宇宙。
When we wake up, we are sure that the sun will rise.
当我们早晨起来的时候，我们很确定说太阳会升起来。
And when we close our eyes at night, we know that the sun sets.
当我们在晚上睡觉的时候，我们也很肯定说太阳已经西沉了。
And we don't need to worry about the temperature so much.
我们也不需要为这我们的温度有太大的担忧。
Because our Lord Jesus maintained this whole universe order.
因为我们的主耶稣在维持整个宇宙的秩序。
If the earth were to move away from the sun by 50 miles or 50 km, we will become a whole ball of ice.
如果我们的今天的地球如果离这个太阳稍微远50公里，整个地球就会成为一个冰块。
Or the earth moves closer to the sun by 50 km, we all become a whole charcoal.
如果相反的，如果地球离太阳比较近50公里呢，整块地球都会成为一个木炭。
So Colossians, in inspiration of Paul, tells us that our Lord Jesus holds all these things in order.
因此，保罗在哥罗西书就告诉我们说，神在托着万有，使到整个世界宇宙有秩序。
And in Christ is life.
在基督里面，我们有生命。
Not just this life on earth.
不单单是在地上的生命。
But also eternal life.
甚至是永恒的生命。
So he's gained this through his resurrection from the dead.
是因着主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
So we believe in God because Jesus tells us that God, his Father, is true and real.
我们相信神，是因为耶稣告诉我们说，天父是真实的。
And that the Father's house has many mansions, and He's preparing a place for us.
而且在天父的家里面有许多的位置，他主耶稣在为我们做预备。
So believe in God, we have hope.
所以我们信靠神，我们就有盼望。
We are not afraid of sickness, disease, and death.
我们就不需要害怕疾病和死亡。
Because Jesus didn't only give us life on earth, but also eternal life in the future.
耶稣不单因为耶稣不单是给我们地上的生命，还给我们了永恒的生命。
Well, today when I say this, you say, yeah, I believe in God.
所以今天我这么说，然后你心里会想，是啊，我信神。
But we thank God that it is in Jesus that we see God in the clearest form.
但是我们感谢神，就因着借着耶稣，我们能够看，我们看神能够看得更清楚。
He says that if you see Him, you see the Father.
如果你看到耶稣，你就看到天父了。
In many other teachings, the God is just so far away.
在其他的教导，往往神似乎是很飘渺虚无的。
For example, Jesus is the way.
比如说，耶稣说他自己是道路。
And we know that John chapter 1 verse 1 says that Jesus is the 道。
而且在约翰福音一章一节那边就说，耶稣就是那个道。
And we know that he is the clearest form.
他是那个比较清楚的形式。
But in one belief, this Tao is one that is so great, so enormous, so fantastic, everything and every time and all that there is. But you cannot know this Tao.
但是有的人，其他的信仰教导说，他们知道这个道是很伟大的，但是却是不能够清楚的了解这个道。
It says that when you know this Tao, then you don't know what Tao is.
他们说，如果你知道道是什么，其实你不知道道是什么。
So actually, this Tao is you 不知道的。But Jesus is the way that we know that so much that we can receive Him into our life.
但是耶稣是道，并且是很清楚的，好叫我们甚至可以把它接受到我们的生命当中。
And this belief of God through Jesus is the only way that we can know the true and living God.
也因着借着耶稣，这才是唯一让我们认识神的道路。
And this God is so great in heaven, and yet He is so small that can live in our heart.
这个创造宇宙的真神是多么的伟大，但是他却是能够住在我们小小的心中。
And He can be anywhere, anytime, and with anyone.
他能够随时随在都存在着，并且跟任何人都能够同时存在。
So there have been many who have been serving their gods.
是有很多人都在侍奉他们的神。
They would present to their gods all kinds of sacrifices every month, every year.
他们会向他们拜的神献上祭物。
But when they get sick,
但是当他们生病的时候,
then they lie on a bed of a hospital.
他们在医院里躺在床上。
And then when they want to call on their God,
当他们要呼求他们的神的时候,
they have a very big problem.
他们具有一个很大的问题。
Because they cannot go to where their gods are.
因为他们不能够到他们神所存在的地方去。
And they cannot ask their gods to come by their bedside.
他们不能够要求他们的神来到他们的床边。
And there we are, your pastor goes to this sick person and say, Jesus can be with you, you receive him into your heart, he can be your savior and will make you to have eternal life.
但同时呢,我们的牧师却是能够到这些病人旁边来呼吁他们来接受耶稣基督作为他们个人的救主。
This is our God.
这是我们的神。
You can be in a mountain, he's there.
你在山上,神也在那里。
You can be in a cave, he's there.
你在山洞里,神也在那里。
You are in a busy street, he's there.
你在一个繁忙的街道上,他也在那里。
And if you are in a lonely hospital room and cold, he's there.
如果你很孤孤单单的在一个又冷很冰冷的一个病房里面, 他也在那里。
And this is the God whom Jesus has introduced to us.
这就是耶稣向我们介绍的神。
So the more we know Jesus,
所以我们认识耶稣越多,
the closer God is to us.
我们就离神越近。
So how much do you know your God?
所以到底你认识你的神有多少?
There are many who can come to church services.
有许多人都来参加教会的崇拜。
They come through, they worship every Sunday.
他每个星期都来参加崇拜。
And they can hear beautiful prayers and sing the wonderful hymns.
他听美妙的祷告，唱美妙的诗歌。
They may not really know this God.
但是他们未必是真正的认识神。
But this God in Jesus can be so real in us.
但是这位在耶稣里面的神呢, 对我们来说是很真实的。
That others who see us will know that, yeah, you have something different in you.
别人看到我们的生命, 他们能够认出说, 是啊, 你的生命的确有点不一样。
There's some meaning, some peace that I don't know.
你里头的生命呢, 有一种平安是我不了解的。
Because God is alive in us through Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣, 我们的神, 借着耶稣基督, 在我们生命里面流露出来。
And when others see us, they somehow will sense something different.
别人看到我们, 他们就能够感觉到, 似乎有一点不一样。
So our belief in God is not just like you believe in science or you're good in your maths.
所以相信神呢, 并不是说你, 比如说你相信科学, 或者是数学。
He is working in us every minute and every second.
神无时无刻都在我们生命里面来工作。
Because we are the followers of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们是耶稣的跟随者。
So here it is Jesus who reveals to us this true God.
所以这里耶稣向我们显明了这位真神。
However, many in the world are denying him.
可是世界上有许多人都在拒绝他。
There is a candidate for ordination. He was in this England for some time.
就有一个要接受安利的这个候选人。
And he says that many British people want the Christian culture, but not the Christian belief.
他曾经在英国, 他就说, 英国那里的人都要基督徒的这个文化, 但是不要基督徒的信仰。
You can say anything, but when you mention Christianity, well, they just turn away.
你可以谈论他的事情, 但是你一谈到基督教的信仰, 他们就离开了。
In fact, they get angry.
甚至他们会感到很生气。
So for them, it's very hard to come to believe in God.
所以他说这些英国人要他们信主很难。
However, God is working in ASEAN and Asia.
可是神却是在我们亚洲人心中来工作。
And so we thank God that we have found Jesus.
我们感谢神, 因为我们找到了耶稣。
And he has revealed to us this true and living God.
他也显明了这位又真又活的神。
So it tells us that we must go around to share with others this true and living God.
这也告诉我们说我们要向其他的人来跟他们宣讲这位又真又活的神。
So that they will not be afraid.
好叫他们不需要再忧虑, 害怕,
afraid of trouble, afraid of problems in life,
担心生命中各样的问题,
and so that they will not become arrogant as if that they are gods themselves.
好叫他们也不会骄傲到一个地步, 以为自己是神。
So believing God affects our life,
因此信神会影响我们的生命,
and will also influence others,
也会影响别人的生命。
And third very important reason is we believe in God because God answers prayer in Jesus' name.
第三个信神的原因, 很重要的原因, 是神应允我们的祷告。
Verses 13 and 14 of John chapter 14 tells us that ask in my name and it shall be given unto you.
就在约翰福音14章13节那边说, 你们奉我的名无论求什么, 我必成就。
I must say that it is in Jesus' name that can reach to God's bosom.
我必须强调，只有借着耶稣的名字，我们的祷告才能达到神那里。
We know that it is the only name given to us under heaven that a man can be saved.
因为只有这个名，这样的耶稣的名字，才是我们天下人间才有的，能够借着这个名，能够回到神那里去。
Jesus saves us from Satan's snare.
耶稣把我们从撒旦的手中里面救出来。
Jesus saves us from condemnation of sin.
耶稣把我们从罪恶的审判里面救出来。
And Jesus saves us from being punished in hell.
耶稣把我们从地狱的刑罚里面救了出来。
And positively, He saved us to go back to the Heavenly Father.
他把我们救出来，救到天父那里去。
So that we become His children.
叫我们成为天父的儿女。
And we must know His name is very powerful.
因此，我们必须要知道他的名声是很有力量的。
So in every prayer, even a prayer for our food, we mention Jesus' name.
因此，我们的任何一个祷告，甚至是谢饭的祷告，我们都谈到耶稣的名字。
Should not be like one cult that adds the prophet's name in a prayer.
但是，我们不需要像一些异端一样，把一些先知的名字放进去。
Yeah, of course, I attended the one of the conferences, and in the Mormon Church, in all the prayers, they will say, "We pray in the name of Jesus and His prophet Joseph Smith."
在摩门教里面呢，他们祷告的时候，他们都会说是奉耶稣还有他们的创教时的这个人，的名来祷告。
So he put the name equal to Jesus.
他们就把他们这个创教的这个人呢，把他的名字跟耶稣放在同一个位置上。
Of course, then this is idolatrous.
这个就成为似乎在拜偶像了。
And we also know that it is Jesus' name that can do works against the evil one.
我们也知道，靠着耶稣的名字，我们能够把这些邪灵赶走。
We hear of the event in Acts.
我们也看从《使徒行传》里面看到一些事记载。
There were the seven sons of Sceva.
就有一些
七个 Sceva 的儿子
，Sceva 有七个儿子
啊、，so they were disciples of Paul，
他们是保罗的这个门徒
，and so when they saw someone who was demonized，
他们看到人被鬼附的时候
，so they use the name of Paul to cast the demons out，
他们就尝试把这个。鬼魔赶出去。
The devil turned around and said, "We do not know who Paul is and who you are," and then attack them and scratch them and harm them.
那些被鬼附的人，里面的鬼就回答说：“我不知道你们是谁，不知道保罗是谁。”过后还伤了这些人。
But when you name the name of Jesus, hell will tremble.
但是如果你一把耶稣的名字呼喊出来，地狱都要震荡。
The evil ones will recognize the power of Jesus.
邪灵能够认出耶稣的能力。
So we need to learn how to use the name of Jesus.
因此我们需要学习怎么奉耶稣的名祷告。
It is Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ.
这是在拿撒勒的耶稣，耶稣基督。
And if we love God and we know His Son,His name can really help us to accomplish His work.
如果我们认识神，并且也认识耶稣基督，耶稣基督的名真的能够帮助我们。
So, it's important that we know God because God answers prayer in Jesus' name.
因此，很重要的，我们必须要了解到神借着耶稣基督的名来应允祷告。
You know God.
因此，今天你认识神。
Do you pray and see God answers your prayer?
你是否有向神祷告，看看他有没有应允你的祷告？
Well, I just want to share that as a pastor since 75.
我要分享，从1975年我就是牧师。
So I've been a pastor for many, many years already.
因此我牧养教会好多年了。
And the Lord has led me to establish three churches in Singapore.
神也带领我在新加坡开始了三间教会。
And many churches in Thailand and Africa.
还有许多在泰国还有非洲的教会。
When the first church I started,we had only $30,000 in our building fund.
在我开始的第一间教会里面，我们开始的时候，这个叫建堂基金里面只有30,000。
Just like your church, we needed a place, more permanent place for worship.
就好像你们的教会，我们也需要一个有更好、更合适的地方来敬拜神。
And to buy a church shop house, needed something like $400,000.
当时候要买一间殿屋呢，要大概四百千。
And I was just a young man.
那时候我还是年轻人。
Like your pastor is also a young man.
你们的牧师也是年轻人。
Very eloquent in English and Mandarin.
中英都很流利。
And so.Well, we are very nervous.
当时候我们感到很焦虑。
And prayed, God grant us within 2 weeks, $400,000.
我们就祷告神在两个礼拜里面供应我们四百千。
Well, then I had pulse.
啊，我有
舱。
我们那时候我又换了试舱。
Because it was the first time, you know, trusting in Jesus.
那时候我真的是要信靠神。
I was believing in Jesus, and that's why I was a bit nervous and stressed.
哦，因为我信靠神，那时候我是同时有一点紧张、压力。
And truly, $400,000 came in, and we bought a shop house twice this space.
但是感谢主，那四百天呢真的来到，并且我们用了这笔钱来买了这边比这边大一倍的这个地方的。
Then as the church grew, some 26 years later.We needed some $9.5 million.
然后二十六年之后，这个教会在增长。那时候我们需要950万。
And we have only $50,000 in the building fund.
但是在建堂基金只有50,000。
But through the process, all these came in.
但是过了一段的过程，所需要的钱都进来了。
And just 8 years ago, started another new church.
就在八年前，我又开始了另外一间新的教会。
The two properties for Mandarin and English services needed some $1.45 million.
我们那时候需要有两块产业给中文部和英文部。
We are earning $14,570.
我们需要几百万的钱，但是当时我们只有40几千。
And so, but all these became very normal.
但是这一些。得到应验都似乎很平常了。
Because in Jesus' name,
因为借着耶稣的名，这些金钱进来。
Somewhere, somehow,
不管神就使用怎样的方式。
So in faith in God will really help us a lot.
因此，在神里面的信心真的是帮助我们。
Well, so you are going through this phase in your church life.
所以你们现在在教会里面在经历这样的一个过程。
So I can thank God for you.
我能够为这你们感恩。
Because it helps you to know God.
因为他能够帮助你来认识神。
That he's real.
认识他是真的。
And many say, many of these things happen in church because the church needs money to either extend or put up new buildings.
这些事情经常发生在教会里面，因为教会需要钱来扩张，来买建筑。
And it is a time when there's a need for money,
每当
don't agree.
每当有这个金钱的需要的时候，有的人可能不认同。
Maybe 10%, 15% will either be very critical or leave the church.
可能有10%或15%的人会批评这个事情而离开教会。
But they do not know that in God these things are possible.
他们并不晓得在神里面这些事情都是可能的。
And we have seen that those who remain will just go on, but those who leave, they may come back, they may just drift, but where is their faith?
这些那些信靠的人，他们能够成长，但是那些离开的人，他们的信心成长在哪里呢？
We must trust that God will keep everything together.
我们必须相信神会保守一切平安。
Now, this area of church, pray that you'll go through and then you'll move to a new church quickly.
所以我们现在祷告，你们能够尽快的搬到这个新的会所去。
And grow in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且在耶稣基督的信心上成长。
That every prayer is not in vain.
每个祷告都不是枉然的。
It's a devil who makes you feel that, oh, you're wasting your time. Why come for prayer meeting? And then things are the same.
其实是魔鬼在诱骗你说你的祷告是没有力量，浪费时间。
Or whatever happens is just by chance.
或者是所发生的这些事情呢，都是偶然的。
But the Bible affirms that our Heavenly Father knows our needs.
但是圣经让我们知道说，天父知道我们的需要。
And there are sometimes we pray for salvation of our loved ones.
有时候我们为我们的亲友的救恩来祷告。
Don't give up in that.
你不要放弃。
In my years in the pastoral work, there are some who need 20 years of prayer.
在我牧会的这许多年间，我就看到一些人，他 他们为了听友祷告二十年、二十几年。
And sometimes the visitation can be every week.
有时候的探访可以是每一个礼拜的。
So there was this 67-year-old woman.
就有一个六十七岁的妇女。
Who was a medium and medium assistant.
她是没
做到的。
OK. 赞同。
嗯，
鸡同。
Yeah. So, she was angry with Christianity, rejected Christianity, and opposed the children in believing in God.
她很讨厌基督教，并且也反对她的儿女来信基督教。
But it took some almost 10 years.
但是却是在十年，大概十年内。
And whenever the gospel is shared with her, she said, "Don't tell me, I know already."
每当有人跟她分享福音，她就说：“不用告诉我，我已经知道了。”
All religions are the same.
每个宗教信仰都是一样的。
So how to make her see the light of Jesus Christ?
但是因此要怎么让她看到耶稣基督的真光呢？
When she had heart problem, could not sleep for 2 nights.
当她心脏有问题，两个晚上不能入睡。
This younger daughter said, "Why don't you talk to Jesus?"
她的小女儿就告诉她说：“为什么你不向耶稣祷告呢？”
And she could not sleep, so she prayed to Jesus.
她不能睡，她最后就向耶稣祷告。
3 days later,
三天后
，the daughter said, "Hey, you look better."
她的女儿就告诉她说：“你看起来比较好了。
How is that that you are healthier now?"
为什么你现在身体比较好呢
？And she said, "Well, you asked to pray to Jesus, so I prayed to Jesus."
她就回答说：“因为你叫我向耶稣祷告，我就真的向耶稣祷告了。
”And while I was sleeping, I saw a white light.
当我在睡觉的时候，看到一道白光。
And then I felt very good.
我就感受到很好。
And then she accepted the prayer of the Christian, the pastor, and also the daughters.
过后，她就接纳了。牧师或者其他人为他祷告。
And then she explained the white light.
然后他就向大家解释这道白光。
People asked, "White light was so different from Kuan Yin or other gods."
别人就问他说，到底这道白光跟其他的神，比如观音有什么不一样？
She said, "The Buddhist light is yellow light."
他说佛教的光是黄光。
And then other type of lights, other gods, they are like purple light.
其他的神呢，他的光可能是紫光。
But this is white light is Jesus.
但是这个白光是耶稣。
So the prayer of 10 odd years, now finally she understood who Jesus was.
因此，通过十几年的祷告，最终这个人，这个妇女就认识谁是耶稣。
So God works in such a way.
因此，神是这么的工作。
A medium very deep in a spiritual experience.
一个有许多灵异经验的人。
So our what we call the mind using concepts using Christian theology cannot hit through.
我们用任何的理性的东西不能够劝导他。
But when Jesus works,
但是在当耶稣工作的时候
he makes, this person to understand by white light.
他就借着这道白光让这个妇女认识到他。
And then she had a Christian burial.
最后他死的时候以基督教的礼仪来处理。
So we must pray.
因此我们需要来祷告。
Even to the end of anybody's experience.
甚至在一个人旅途尽头的时候，我们一样祷告。
Then we must pray, even for the sick.
我们甚至也要为这生病的人祷告。
Many times when we pray in Jesus' name, we say, "Could this person be healed?"
每当我们奉耶稣的名为这个人祷告的时候，我们经常会问：这个人会病好吗
？When I started as a pastor, there was a call. After 3 days, then I was told to go to the hospital.
当我起初出来牧会的时候，我就接到一个电话，要我去这个医院里。
There was a 70-year-old man who was going to die of heart disease.
就有一个七十几岁的人，因为心脏问题快要死了。
So he had tubes all over his mouth and nose.
他身体都插了许多的管。
And so, the daughter from states got her friend, and finally this member called me, and I went there to pray for him in Hokkien.
所以在美他在美国的女儿就借着一些朋友找到了我，我到医院去以福电话来跟他祷告。
And then I just simply shared to say, "Believe in Jesus, just give you peace."
我就很简单的跟他分享，叫他信耶稣就得平安。
A prayer that he will be well and have rest the night.
祷告他能够比较好，能够晚上入睡。
And he did not die.
最后他没有死。
And that night he could rest.
他能够很好的入睡。
2 weeks, he was out in a general ward.
两个星期他就出院。
And he was well for many months.
并且在接下来几个月呢，他身体都很好。
And this seems to be what is happening in establishing of churches.
这个在许多教会创立的过程里面，似乎都一直在发生着这样的事情。
Starting the third church in a pastoral work, there was a 73-year-old man who doctor said you prepare for his funeral.
就在我开始第三间教会的时候，就有一个70几岁的人，医生说要为他的丧事来做预备了。
And his son, who for 30 years told him the gospel,
他的儿子30几年以来都一直跟他分享福音。
But he never believed.
但是这个男士没有相信。
But his daughter told him, only Jesus can help you.
他女儿又告诉他，只有耶稣能够帮助你。
And so when I went to see him, I asked him to receive Jesus.
因此当我去探访他的时候，我要他接受耶稣作为一个救
主。And he believe.
最后他说他相信。
And because I was going to die soon, so I said, okay, you also have baptism.
因此他要快死了，我就告诉他说你也尽快有一个洗礼。
And he agreed.
他也答应。
And then took Holy Communion.
而且还领了圣餐。
This person lived for 3 years and 3 months more.
这个人接下来又多活了3年3个月。
He went back to the doctors, and doctor said, your heart disease.Cannot live for so long.
他回到医生的时候，医生就告诉他，你的这个心脏疾病不能够让你多活三年。
So it's in Jesus, in our prayer, that God works.
因此是借着主耶稣的名，借着祷告，神在工作。
Does Jesus work in your exam time?
耶稣也在你考试的时候来工作。
Well, I've gone through a lot of exams.
我也经历了许多的考试。
And I love the exams.
我很喜欢考试。
But when I took my doctoral work.You know, the teacher said, okay, this exam time, he passed all the papers, and then he passed me and some of the older pastors.
在我的博士论文的考试里面呢，我的导师就给我一些文件。
Exam papers.
一些考卷。
Then we said, why don't we have exam?
我就问我的这个导师，为什么你不给我考试呢？
I said, oh, because you are beyond exams.
因为我的导师就说你已经超越了这些考试。
Meaning you are too over exams.
或者说你太老了。
But I'm not, worried about exams. I love exams.
但是我不会因为考试而担心。我喜欢考试。
Because God really works through our prayer.
因为神真的是借着我们的祷告来工作。
I want to share this with you, especially parents and also students. You can trust in Jesus for helping you through.
我需要跟大家分享，特别是家长还有这些学生们。你可以向着耶稣祷告，耶稣能够帮助你。
And you may ask a few more questions. Why must if God helps you? How about all the others?
你可能会再问多几个问题。为什么神一定要帮你？其他人呢
？So I was taking one of the most difficult papers in a philosophy, Bachelor of Arts.
我就在有一次我的这个学士考试里面，我有一个考卷是哲学的考卷。
And this is logic and epistemology.
是关乎到逻辑学的。
Human knowledge.
还有人的知识论。
So I went to the exams a bit nervous.
因此我去考场的时候呢，就有点担忧。
With many prayers.
而且还一直祷告。
So when I reached the exam hall, the invigilator said, "You have only 3 minutes. Please go to the restroom and do whatever you have. And when you come, exam papers will come to you."
到考场里去的时候，考官就说。你们有3分钟能够去厕所，之后呢，考试就要开始。
So I took my summary notes and I walk, reading all my summary notes to the gents.
我就一边上厕所呢，一边拿着我的笔记来读。
I never let my notes until I finish my business.
我一直我在厕所里面就一直拿着我的这个笔记。
And I came to the exam hall.
然后回到考场。
Put away my notes and then the exam paper was given.
把笔记放下，考卷就递过来了。
And then when I open the turn over the exam questions，
当我一翻开这个考卷
，the first question was the notes that I was reading in the answers。
我这个考卷的第一个问题呢，其实是我刚才在读笔记的时候已经读到了那些答案。
And that was very difficult, and I passed that.
是一个很困难的一个考卷，但是我最终及格了。
And so, another time was a very difficult paper in Christian doctrine.
另外一次的考试呢，是关系到这个 基督教的神学。
And it involved in thick notes like this.
那要读的笔记是很厚，这么厚。
And that exam that day there were two papers.
这张考卷之前呢，我再考了两门科目。
So I had New Testament that I had to prepare for the morning.
所以在考试的早上的时候，我需要预备这个新约神学的这个考试。
And I studied that until morning 4 a.m.
我预备它，预备一直到凌晨四点。
And then by 4 a.m. I look at these notes. I cover only a bit and had only one lecture for it.
然后考预备完了之后，我就预备这个很难的这个考卷，确实读了一点点。
I told God, you know, 4 a.m. and 9:30 is the exam. How to finish this lot?
我告诉神说，现在已经是早凌晨四点了，考试是在九点半，我怎么能够完全读完这些笔记呢？
My lamp was in front of me.
我的座灯就在我前面。
And then when I prayed a prayer, he said, "You will pass." A voice said, "You will pass."
我在祷告的时候，就有一个声音告诉我说，你会及格的。
And you know what I said? I said, "I'm too hung to laugh."
然后我就以为自己有问题。
不是自己啊，那个声音啊。
我以为那个声音是有问题的。
Then I took that few hours to look through the sample questions, sample answers.
过后呢，我就花几个小时去看那些模拟的这些过去的考题的答案。
Morning, I finished my New Testament exam.
早晨呢，我就完成了我的新约的这个考试。
And when I came to the 2 o'clock, the second paper.
来到下午两点的时候，就是第二张考卷。
Well, my mind was a bit groggy.
我的精神已经不是很好。
But I trusted the Lord.
但是我信靠神。
And when I turned over the question paper.
当我一把这个考卷翻开。
Of all the questions, 9 questions I could answer 4.
在九题里面呢，我只能够答出四题。
So、we had to answer 4 questions anyway.
实际上我们只需要回答四题。
Because the model answers I read, three of them were well covered, and the fourth one I was able to answer.
因为我所看过的那些考题呢，过去的考题都是牵涉到这个问题。
So I passed these exams thankfully quite well.
因此我能够考到挺好的成绩。
So we ask ourselves, no, we pray and God helps us.
因此我们祷告，向神祷告，神就帮助我们。
And sometimes we may say, "Wow, there's so many books to study."
有时候我们会说，要读的书这么多。
So I took my bath, and then the paper was supposed to be 9:30, and another paper at 9:30.
所以我早晨冲了个凉，然后第一张考卷是在早上九点半。
And when I came out, there was a topic in my mind.
过后冲凉之后呢，我脑海里面就有一个题目。
And so, oh, okay, let me go and check and turn to the index and then read through that topic.
然后我就要告诉自己说，好，我一定要去为这个课题去认识多一点点。
And then when the exams came out, it covered that topic.
然后考试的时候，这个课题呢就真的是出来了。
So we are the children of God.
因此我们是神的儿女。
And Jesus said the Father cares for us like a father to his children.
耶稣也告诉我们，天父看顾我们，就好比天父看顾自己的儿女一样。
When a son asks for an egg, would the father give him a stone?
当孩子向父亲要蛋的时候，父亲会给孩子石头吗？
Surely he would not. If he asks for a fish, would he give him a serpent?
肯定不会。当孩子要鱼，父亲会给蛇吗？
And therefore, if we are his children,You know, and an earthly father can really meet all the needs of children. How about the heavenly father?
因此，地上的父亲都已经会尽力把孩子所需要的给他，更何况是天父呢？
So therefore, we are favored people.
因此呢，我们是有福的。
And our children are those whom God has blessed through our infant baptism.
还有那些我们已经受婴孩洗礼的孩子们，也是蒙福的。
So many will say, "Oh, because you're Christian, you do so well."
很多人会说，因为你是基督徒，你能够有这么好的表现。
Because God favors us.
因为神，你在神眼前蒙恩。
Because we pray.
因为你祷告。
Those who don't pray.
那些没有祷告的。
They can work very hard.
他们可以很努力的工作。
And therefore they can succeed.
他们可以成功。
But it is their own effort.
但是靠着他们自己的能力。
The results will be of their own.
他们这个成绩呢是他们自己得到的。
And therefore we say that they will have own rewards.
他们会有他们自己的奖赏。
But our reward is from our Heavenly Father.
但是我们的奖赏是来自天父。
So I urge those students that you have who are here, trust in the Lord for your studies.
因此我呼吁在这里的学生们，你在你的学业上要信靠神。
He can help you to have flying colors.
他能够让你能够考到很好的成绩。
Do you believe in that?
你相信吗？
Okay, I think if I have time, I can share with you personally. But the Lord has showed me that.
如果我有更多的时间，我能够跟你私下做更多的分享。
And now, how about our daily affairs, a daily a routine?
现在我们看看我们每一天的生活又怎么样呢
？Through prayer, we see God answers our needs.
接着祷告，我们看到神在答。应允我们每一个需要。
Sometimes, as a pastor, we have to bring people to a hospital, and there's no car park.
有时候作为牧师，我们需要载人到医院去。往往有时候在医院那边没有停车的位置。
And we need the car park lot just near to the entrance.
我们需要在这个医院的入口处附近找到一个位置。
And so we pray. We say, "Oh, the car park is full. No car park lot."
我们就祷告。我们说这里的停车场没有位置了。
And then when we come near to the entrance, this car suddenly comes out.
可是当我们把车开到接近入口的时候，就有一辆车突然从停车位上要驾出来。
And we can see how God provides a need.
我们就从中能看到神是怎么供应我们的需要。
And have you seen God answering you right at the dot?
你有没有经历过神在那准准的那个时刻才应允你的祷告呢
？So many of us take prayer is just for the pastor, for the church.But for me, small things are not important.
有的人以为说祷告只是为了牧师或教会的事情，我的小事情，其实不需要祷告。
So I just want to share with you the effectiveness of prayer.
我就要跟大家分享祷告的这种果效。
I just ended my sabbatical leave.
我刚刚结束了我的这个假期。
It was for 4 months.
四个月的假期。
And the last week I was in Maldives Islands.
最后一个星期呢，我是在马尔代夫那里。
It is the world's most famous fishing spot.
是世界上最有名的捕鱼的地方。
And my friend paid half of the fee for me to be in this boat for seven days. Six nights and 7 days.
我的朋友呢，就把我负担了我一半的费用，让我能够上他的这个船6到7天。
So you went fishing.
我们就去钓鱼。
And the fishes there are actually not so many nowadays.
现在呢，那里的鱼其实没有那么多了。
And they have a very famous fish called yellowfin tuna.
那边就有一种很出名的鱼，就是 yellowfin tuna.
And this is the second most expensive fish. And then you have the dogtooth tuna.
这个是。在种那些很珍贵的鱼里面是排第二的，然后另外还有另外一种鱼。
So we had two groups, ten persons one group, and then my group had 9 of us, and most of us are Christians.
在当时呢，我们就有两组人，一组10个人，另外一组我这一组有9个人，
so、
大部分是基督徒。
First 3 days is ten groups of people were catching a lot of mackerels, about you know 13 kilos and 9 kilos and many more than us.
所以起初呢，前三天这十个人的那一组呢，就抓到了许多鱼，比我们多。
So third day, the leader in my group said, "Hey, we must pray."
所以到第三天，我这组的这个领导人呢，就告诉我们说，我们一定要祷告。
So I said, "Oh, as a pastor, you pray."
所以他就说，你是牧师，你祷告吧。
So I prayed, "Lord, give us tuna and other fishes."
所以我祷告神，神啊，求主你给我们更多的鱼。
And true enough, the second fish we pulled out was a tuna this size.
真的，过后呢，我们钓到的鱼是很大只。
This is a dogtooth tuna.
叫做 dogtooth tuna.
And then caught a garupa that was 9 kilos, all red color.
还有9公斤重的另外一种鱼 garupa.
So we rejoiced, and then two young Christians said, "Hey, we prayed, and God give us tuna."
我们就很欢喜，然后当中有两个出信者就说：“哎，祷告了，我们真的得到鱼。”
Then the final time we went, I was asked to pray again.
最后一次我们在出海，我又被 要求祷告。
And I pray, Lord, give us yellowfin tuna.
我就祷告神说，神啊，求你赐给我们这种鱼 yellowfin tuna.
And big fish.
一种很大的鱼。
And so then after praying,
祷告之后
my heart said, What if we don't get yellowfin tuna?
我心就问，如果钓不到这个 yellowfin tuna 怎么办？
No, must trust the Lord.
但是我就告诉自己，我们一定要信靠神。不。
And then as we went along, you know, we what we call we trawl along.
我们的船就一直开着。
The first two rods that was taken pull up one big yellowfin tuna and one smaller one.
结果呢，我们在有两条鱼竿，我们钓取了钓到的鱼呢，真的是这个一个比较大只的 yellowfin tuna， 另外一只比较小只。
And there were some mackerels.
还有其他的鱼类。
And the last two,
最后
were two big we call it GTs or trevallies, 19 kilos and 21 kilos.
然后还有最后呢，我们钓到一个十九公斤重，还有21公斤重的鱼。
And our group went back home. They said, "Hey, God answered our prayer."
最后我们一艘船的人回家的时候，就说，我就说，神真的听我们的祷告。
And we truly trust that God really hears our prayer.
我们相信神真的听了我们的祷告。
So right there, God showed to this group of Christians, even young Christians in other churches, that God hears prayers.
就在那时候，神就让我们当中的一些初信者看到神在真的是听祷告。
And today I share this with you.
今天我向大家分享。
Because today we don't need to pray.
今天我们不需要祷告。
Because our government has stocked up some 3 months of rice for us.
因为我们的政府已经为我们囤存了三个月的粮食。
And get the cheapest vegetables and fishes for us.
因为而且还替我们找到了最便宜的蔬菜和鱼肉类。
And your children don't need to pray.
你的孩子也不需要祷告。
If a child wants to have a car for from let's say 13 years old, can I give a, have a car in 4 years time? He will have a car too.
因为你孩子如果13岁，他说4年之后我要一辆车，他也会有一辆车。
Because we can provide.
因为我们能够供应。
And our children don't worry about their clothing or drinks.
我们的孩子也不需要为他们的衣服还有他们的饮食来担忧。
You ask them to drink kopitiam coffee, they say no, they want Starbucks.
你叫他们去咖啡店喝咖啡，他们说不要，我们要去星巴克喝。
They can complain to them, they can complain that it's expensive, but yet you still give them the money.
他们，你一方面你说很贵，那另一方面你还是给他们钱去用。
So in the modern world, we don't need prayer.
所以在现代生活，我们不需要祷告。
We don't need prayer, we don't need God.
我们不需要神了。
We don't need God, we don't need believe in Him.
我们不需要神，我们就不需要信他。
So coming to church also, we don't need to believe in what we sing.
所以来到教会，我们也不需要相信我们所唱的。
And so therefore, this.Is today's problem.
这是今天的问题。
Yeah, the church becomes godless.
教会已经没有神了。
That's why even in Korea, the report is that Koreans were very fervent, but today some of the churches are losing their shine because not many of them are not going to church.
甚至在韩国的教会是因着他们的热心而出名的，但是在今天呢？有些教会对神的热心已经冷淡了。
Because we have Samsung, we have Daewoo, we have all coming from Korea, they are rich already.
因为在韩国呢，有许多很大的企业，使到那里的人就更加有钱。
So, we must not fall into this situation.
我们不应该陷入这样的这个环境当中。
We must see that we need God.
我们必须要认识到说我们需要神。
So therefore, we must pray.And ask God to show Himself to us.
因此我们需要祷告，求神向我们显现。
Show to our children that God is true.
向我们的孩子们显现，让他们知道神是真实的。
So today I do not know how to challenge you.
今天我不晓得要怎么去挑战你。
But there, even as a pastor,
但是作为牧师
，many of my friends like me to go and join them because they say, if there's no fish, pastor is there. Why worry?
我很多些钓鱼的朋友都很喜欢我去，他们都说牧师在我们当中，为什么你不需要担忧了？
They say, oh, because you are pastor, you pray, God answers your prayer.
因为当我们要你祷告的时候，神就听你的祷告。
But that is not true. God answers all our prayers.
但是这不真的，其实神听我们每一个人的祷告。
So we must learn how to pray in every area of our lives.
因此我们必须要为着我们生命里面的每一个层面每一个问题学习来祷告。
Because you believe in God.
因为你相信神。
So in today's situation, how can you pray that God can show Himself?
今天你要怎么去祷告，好叫神能够显明呢？
Well, where are our weaknesses that God can make us stronger?
我们的弱点在哪里？神能够帮助我们，能够在这方面更坚强。
Well, I depended on prayer because I was as a middle child was the weakest in terms of strength.
作为第二个中间的孩子，我在兄弟姐妹里面是排中间的，我的体力最不好。
And my study was the worst.
我的学习也最不好。
And also in terms of clarity, I was far behind.
在我的思路方面，我也是比不上其他人。
So because God saved me in Jesus, I learned to pray.
因为神拯救我，所以我学习怎么，我总晓得怎么祷告。
So, after 68, now to 2012, I'm the biggest in size.
然后68年之后，今年2012年，在兄弟姐妹当中呢，我是身体是最大只的。
I have 6 degrees, 2 PhD, 2 doctorate degrees.
我有6个学位，其中2个是博士学位。
And the Lord used me in mission houses, mission work.
神也使用我在宣教的方面呢，神也使用我。
And it's all because of God's grace.
这全然都是神的恩典。
Because I discovered prayer is that God is real.
因为我发现借着祷告，我们看到神是真的。
And He answers prayer.
他也应允祷告。
Even in the smallest thing we pray.
甚至我们祷告最微小的事情。
Even I just want to conclude with this very interesting experience I had.
我就要以我这个很有趣的经历来做总结。
I'm not sure whether I've shared this the other time, but you know when Chinese stores had this 板面，
就有一摊一个摊位他卖板面。
And I like those square type, you know, the square type.
我很喜欢吃那种正方形的。
So first time I said, okay, let me go and try to order the square type.
然后我就告诉自己，好，我去尝试这个正方形的。
So I said, okay, I want 板面, I want 我要那个这样啊的啊。
所以我就去叫了这个板面要这样子的。
And so when the thing was cooked and passed to me, it was 面 long one.
然后当那个店员煮好了之后，他给我的却是那个一长条的板面。
So I said, I wanted to, 我要那个四块的吗？为什么给我面哦？
我就告诉那个店员说，我叫的是这个方块的。
So the hawker said, you order this, isn't it?
然后店员就说，你是不是叫了这个？
With a bit of disheartening spirit, I took my bowl and then go to a table just close to this store.
心里就有点沉重，然后拿着我所店员给我的这个面，那
And then I started to eat with a chili. Wow, it tastes very good.
我就开始吃，然后还有配上一些辣椒。
And then when I finished almost half of it,
当我吃到一半
，the chili was no more already.
辣椒已经没有了。
So I took my chili and I turned around and then get a new one.
然后我就回到那个摊位那边去取更多的辣椒。
And say, oh, thank you, God. You know, I think it's quite nice. Then when I turn around, with a new chili,
然后就一面走一面祷告，感谢神给我这个美好的食物。
My bowl was gone.
当我回到我的座位的时候，我就发现，哎，我吃的面已经不见了。
This Sri Lankan man collected the bowl, took mine away.
因为是那清洁工人以为我不要吃了，就把那个碗收掉。
I was very disappointed.
我就很失望。
I started to like the 面, now it's gone.
我已经开始爱上这碗面，可是就不见了。
And then the store sellers saw what happened.
然后卖面的这个人呢，就看到发生的
经过。I look at them, they smile at me.
我就看着他，然后店员也向着我微笑。
不要紧，我再给你一个新的碗。
他就说不要紧，我给你新的一碗面。
And then this time they gave me the square one.
然后现在呢，就给我一个方块的那种。
You see, we are chosen by God.
我们是神拣选的人。
And you know you are safe, God is there for you.
我们知道我们蒙恩得救，神也随时在我们身旁。
God keeps us close to Him.
神也保守我们。
God wants us to be holy.
神要我们圣洁。
God wants us to share His gospel.
神要我们分享他的福音。
And God wants us to extend His kingdom.
神要我们扩张他的国度。
If we do this for Him,
如果我们为了他做了这一切，
surely He will favor us.
肯定的，你会在神眼前蒙恩。
You know the non-Christians will say why you are so favored? It's because you are God's children.
那些非基督徒会问，为什么你会蒙神的恩典呢？原因是你是神的儿女。
And I share this with you because Christianity is true.
我跟你这样的分享，因为基督教是真的。
And I cannot help it, but do you still have time?
A bit.
Time's up.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. So we were in the Keelong fishing.
有一次呢，我们在基隆去钓鱼。
And then there were these taxi drivers that came along, and I shared the gospel with them. They don't want to believe.
就有个德士司机，我碰到他，然后跟他分享福音，他不愿意相信。
This is done during my sabbatical.
这个是在我休息请假的时间。
So there was this friend, his name is Alan. He saw me fishing, and then got this squid, the tamak, from the square of this Keelong.
所以我去钓鱼的时候，就有一个朋友他。钓到了一个墨鱼。
我钓
。你钓到墨鱼。Okay.
So I and then he saw me pulling 1, 2, 3, and then he came close to me and did the same.
然后看到我钓了三只墨鱼，他就跑到我那里呢，也要做同样的东西。
And he caught nothing.
可是他却抓不到任何的墨鱼。
So for dinner time, he came close to us and said, "What is your God? You know, if your God is so great, how about me? Can I get some squid?"
所以他就来问我说：“你的神是这么的伟大，能够让你钓到墨鱼，那我呢
？”For 3 years of fishing, I don't even have one squid.
我在这里钓了三年，从来没有钓过。
And the one I got was hooked from the back.
我钓的呢是以某一种方式钓到的。
So ask your God to help.
所以求你的神来帮助我。
I said, "We'll pray for you, and tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. you get up, you know, you will know that God will answer the prayer."
我就告诉他说我会为你祷告，明天早晨5点钟起来的时候你就看到说神会应允那这个祷告。
So then about 5 plus, I was doing my fishing in behind was, and I didn't know he was in front.
然后早晨五点呢我就去钓了，我不知道他在我前面。
And then for lunch, breakfast, he came to me and said, "Your God is powerful and real."
他早餐的时候呢，他就跑到我面前告诉我说你的神真的是很伟大，是真的。
I caught 3 of them.
我就也钓了三条墨鱼。
And he said, "Yeah, you need to thank God, and God answers prayer, and you need to believe in Him."
我说感谢神，神是真的，你要来信他。
And that whole morning before I went back, he caught 18 of them, more than any one of us then.
所以当天我离开的时候呢，这个朋友就钓了18只，比任何的人都多。
So he said, "If God can answer in such small things, definitely He can answer us in greater things, isn't it?"
所以，如果神在这么小的事情上都能够应允这些祷告，在大事上他更能够听了。
Do you believe in God?
你相信神吗
？Do you believe that He is real?
你相信他是真的吗
？Do you believe that we know that He can help us?
你相信他能够帮你吗
？And He can make us strong and what people who can do great things for Him?
他能够使到你变成更加坚强，为神做大事。
And we believe in God because of Jesus Christ who died for us.
我们相信神是因为耶稣基督为我们死。
And God answers our prayer.
最后，神听我们的祷告。
So, where is your faith?
因此，你的信心在哪里
？Our faith must be practical.
我们的信心应该是实际的。
So those who say I pray for so long and God is not answering my prayer, examine your faith in Him.
所以那些祷告了很久，然后就是没有。得到应允的，你要审查自己的信心。
And if you have any doubts about God, clarify the doubt.
如果你对神有任何的犹豫、怀疑，你应该把这个怀疑除掉。
So, the final thing I want to say, what is faith?
最后，什么是信心
？Faith is just like when you're taking a lift.
信心就好像你在搭电梯。
So from the ground floor, you go to the 10th floor.
从底层一直到第十层。
So you press for the lift to come.
所以你就按那个按钮叫电梯来到你楼层。
Let me ask, do you have any doubt about the lift coming down?
让我告诉问你，在你按这个按钮的时候，你有没有怀疑这个电梯会不会来到你面前
？In Singapore, no problem, right?
在新加坡应该没有问题。
But then, if it's quite a long time,
但是如果等了很久
，Oh, you say, oh, some people are taking the lift upstairs.
你就会说有在楼上呢有人搭电梯。
But you know that when you press the lift, will definitely come.
但是你知道，当你按这个按钮，这个电梯一定会来到。
So faith in Jesus Christ and in prayer is when you pray, you know that God will answer.
因此，在耶稣基督里面的信心是，你祷告，你相信神会听祷告。
If He hasn't answered you, meaning that you have to wait.
如果他还没有听，意思是说你需要等。
It may be one day, it may be 1 year, it may be 10 years.
你可能需要等一天。或一年或十年
Because our only Father hears us and He cares for us.
因为我们的天父听我们的祷告，他关心我们。
So let us bow our heads and close our eyes.
让我们现在一起闭起眼睛来祷告。
and ask God to make your faith real in Him.
求神帮助你，让你的信心在他的面前变得真实。
And learn to exercise this faith in Him.
并且学习操练自己的信心。
Then I'll close in prayer.
然后我会做结束祷告。
Our precious Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us to have that concrete faith in you.
我们天父，求你帮助我们对你有一个更加稳固的信心。
We pray that you will take away all doubts.
我们求你把我们心中任何的疑惑除去。
So that you can be alive in us.
好叫你能够在我们里面起功效。
And we pray that Lord, by faith, this church will increase in number.
我们也按着信心，凭着信心祷告，这间教会能够在人数上增长。
And you will meet all the needs of the pastor and the session.
并且供应这牧师还有长职们一切的需要。
And bless all the members.
也祝福这里所有的会友。
That each one will learn how to pray.
好像每个人晓得怎么来祷告。
And to know that truly that prayer will come true.
并且晓得他们的祷告会成真。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
我们这时候来唱回应的诗歌，我们唱古旧十架。